Dee's mortal enemy. Not a bad job of finding out, if I do say so myself. Even if I couldn't find out one thing about Raven's kids. I only run into two people who remembered there was kids. They didn't know what happened to them. Nobody cared but me, it seemed. We sold the horses. They didn't bring enough. They was pretty ragged after the beating they took coming south. Raven had a bad hangover and wasn't in no mood to argue. But I was getting brave in my old age. I asked him, "What's the point in us chasing Croker halfway across the world? Especially when the last time you ran into him, he put an arrow into you. Say we do catch him. If he don't finish the job, if he even listens, what's he going to do about whatever happened up north?" I got to admit I was plenty skeptical about what he claimed maybe happened up there. Even if he did study a little black sorcery way back when. I guess you could call it nagging. I said, "I figure you got a lot more important business right here in Opal." He gave me an ugly look. "I don't much care what you think about that case. Mind your own business." "It is my business. It's me getting dragged halfway across the world and maybe ending up getting killed someplace I never heard of because you got problems inside your head. You are in a slave case. There's no one holding a knife to your throat. I couldn't say, 'I owe you, man,' but you wouldn't understand nothing about that. You taught me to read and write and believe I had a little value as human being before you went off the end. So I said, 'If I drop out, who's going to clean you up when you puke all over yourself? Who's going to drag you out after you start a fight in some tavern and get your ass stomped?' He'd done that last night, and if I hadn't showed up when I did, he maybe would have gotten himself killed. This guy, who was riding off to save the world." He was in a rotten mood. His head ached with the hangover, his hip hurt, his body ached from the beating. But he could not find a way to answer me, even in that humor. He just said, "I'm going to do what I'm going to do, Case, right or wrong. I'd like to have you along. If you can't make it, no hard feelings." "What the hell else I got to do with my life? I got nothing to tie me down." "Then why do you keep bitching?" "Sometimes I like to have what I'm doing make some kind of sense." We got on the boat, which was a grain ship crossing over in ballast to collect a cargo, and we were off to a part of the world even Raven hadn't seen before. And before we got to the other side, we was both damned sure we shouldn't have done it. But we did decide not to try walking back to Opal when the ship's master refused to turn her around. Actually, the trip didn't start out all that bad, but then they had to go untie the mooring ropes. A storm caught us halfway over. It wasn't supposed to blow at that time of year. "It never storms this season," the bosun promised us right after the wind split a sail the topman didn't reef in time. For 4 more days it kept on.